Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with George Contos. And on the DL, and I don't know, first time in your career, maybe, I don't know if this has happened before with you.
First time in my career that I'm, you know, going on the DL in the major leagues. But, you know, I've dealt with a elbow injury in the past requiring Tommy John. And whenever something feels a little bit out of the ordinary in that area of the body, once you've already had it worked on, you tend to err on the side of caution. And as opposed to trying to grit through it, you know, I decided to, you know, speak up and get it looked at early when it's not when it's very, very mild. And, you know, I think it was the right decision just to get it knocked out now and to be out for a couple weeks and come back feeling 110% as opposed to trying to deal with this and make up lost ground during the season.
All right, George Contos with it, talking a little bit about the flexor strain. For those of us who are not doctors and in the medical field, and you've, I'm sure, talked to people about it and getting your diagnosis, what is it exactly?
It's just a little bit of inflammation in the flexor mass and flexor tendon. You know, as far as, you know, it's just, to my understanding, just some acute tendonitis. Just a little bit of inflammation that, comes from, you know, a little bit of an increased workload when you know, it was probably a little bit tired coming through spring. You know, and just kind of got a little bit worse after my outing, in Los Angeles, and I decided to speak up, instead of, you know, grit through it, and I think that was the right choice.
Yeah, I'm glad to learn a little bit more about it and to hear your analysis of it. Just for the fans, because these are new medical issues for everybody, what does it feel like when you have an issue like this that you say, I had to speak up? What did it feel like?
You know, it just doesn't quite feel normal. You know, you go out there and you feel just like a little tenderness or a little soreness at the very end range of playing catch. And it's not something that, you know, I was too alarmed by. It was just there and we were treating it and I was getting by just fine. And, you know, then with the increased workload early here in the season, you know, it just got a tiny bit more sore after my outing in L.A., and that was enough for me to err on the side of caution and speak up and just get it looked at now before it turns into something much, much more serious as opposed to just a mild tendonitis.
All right, George. Nice to talk with George about this. We'll see a lot of him here over the next couple of weeks. What is the treatment for something like this?
Just, you know, a little bit of rest, going to take a few days off of no throwing and some treatment and icing, let it calm down, and then I'll begin throwing again, and you know, hopefully by the end of these 15 days, I'll be right back ready to go.
Oh, cool. So I didn't realize you throw that quickly.
Yeah, you know, just with some tendonitis, I think you just got to curtail the inflammation and get it sitting normal again where it's not inflamed. Then you can start playing catch again and building back up for a few days, and hopefully it's just a bullpen or two and right back into the thick of things.
I spoke to one of the scouts the other day. We talked a lot about bullpens and pitchers in the game today and how they always look for the 95-plus, because 95-plus, if you make a mistake, the hitter still has some trouble dealing with it. You're a guy who can throw close to that, but you have such a complete repertoire with it. It's interesting to watch how bullpens develop today. How do you feel about it? Everyone's looking for that righty who can throw 95.
You know, I've never been a guy who has sat comfortably at 95 or above. I've had my moments in time in years past where I've been able to run it up to 95, 96, but I've never been a guy who would sit there consistently. My comfort zone is anywhere between 91 and 93. But I think as I've evolved as a Major League Baseball player, especially you know, in this organization where I've spent 99% of my Major League time, I had to learn how to pitch because I'm not going to blow 94 straight by guys. So I learned how to sink the ball. I learned how to cut the ball. My slider has always been my best pitch. I've learned how to get a little bit more fine-tuned with that, to throwing it to both sides of the plate, bouncing it, backdooring it. You know, I've added my curveball back again just to give hitters a different look and keep them off balance. And, you know, I think what makes me successful is I understand the kind of pitcher I am. And, you know, if you ask me, I think I have very, very good stuff, but I also know how to pitch. And that's, you know, I think something that is very important for a guy who does not throw 95 and above. You have to learn how to locate more than just your fastball, and I think I've done a very good job of developing into a pitcher who can locate all my pitches to both sides of the plate, and I think that's why I've had the success that I've had maturing as a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, well, you have to have patience to get there and a lot of experience to get there. When I walked in today, I said, too many sliders. You disagreed. You maybe even convinced me.
Yeah, you know, I disagree. I think you're either conditioned to throw pitches in general or you're not. And that goes to your off-season training, your shoulder strength training, your forearm training, all that stuff. I mean, just because you throw I'm throwing less sliders now than I did in years past. So, I'm going to respectfully just disagree with you on that. And I think that it just, once the workload catches up and if you're a little bit fatigued and those two things compiled on top of each other, sometimes your body just needs a few days of a break. And, unfortunately, it's going to cost me 15 on the DL, but I think, right after my 15 days, I'm going to be 110% ready to go again.
All right. I'm with you. You convinced me. I'm with you.
Yeah, good. There you go. I'm glad.
All right, George. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.